with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he shall be called John." But they answered her, "There's no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet, and he wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was upon him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout the Church's liturgical calendar, we only celebrate three birthdays. We celebrate the most obvious birthday on December 25th. On September 8th, for those who come to daily Mass, we mark the birth of Our Lady, but at a much smaller liturgical degree than we give to the first instance of her life on the Immaculate Conception. But greater, in a sense, than the birthday of Our Lady, after Jesus, the greatest birthday that the Church celebrates is what we do today at the rank of a solemnity. Because no one born of woman, Jesus said, is as great as John. So today we celebrate the birthday of John the Baptist. It's rare, again, that we celebrate earthly birthdays, as they were called in the early Church, because the Church has the practice of celebrating heavenly birthdays. We pray, Simone, that your grandmother had that heavenly birthday 2 days ago. But when we celebrate an earthly birthday, we do so looking forward. And with John the Baptist, the question was asked after his father said John would be his name, John, which means God is gracious, God is loving and giving and constantly blessing. After he wrote that on the tablet and his tongue was freed, and he began to say about his son, "And you, son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, and you will go before the Lord to prepare his way." Everyone was amazed. Asking that question, what then will this child be? And we know what this child became. He became the precursor of the Lord, the forerunner, the one who went ahead of the Lord to prepare his way. He did it in three ways. He did it first in the womb, jumping in the presence of Jesus within St. Elizabeth's womb as an indication that the joy of the world had now just come into his house and into his life. He pointed out the Lord at the Jordan when he had prepared all the people of God, and then finally, when Jesus came, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And then we know, as we'll celebrate at the end of August, that John also prepared the way for Christ's death by his own martyrdom, in testimony to the truth that the friend of the bridegroom, the best man, as he himself called himself, went before the bridegroom even toward that spiritual birthday. What then will this child be? As we celebrate the feast of St. John the Baptist, it's an opportunity for us, within the focus of his birthday, to ponder the meaning of our own life. St. John the Baptist was consecrated before he was even born in the womb of his Blessed Mother. And that is a consistent pattern that we see, that God already has a relationship in the womb. Today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah. God tells us, or tells Isaiah, and Isaiah tells us, "The Lord called me from my mother's womb, where he gave me his name." Last night, the church had the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, in which God told Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation." And we see the Lord's relationship even before birth to prepare them for what this child will become. But we can't stop there. The Lord says the same thing about us. In today's responsorial psalm, we're able to say about our own life, "Truly you have formed my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And for that reason I give you thanks that I'm wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works." Every time a mother gives birth to a child, the mom will ask, "What will this child become?" We never know what the future holds in its precision. Don't know what profession. We don't know if the person will be a priest or religious. We don't know if the person will be married. We don't know if the person's going to live to be 110, or if the person's going to live a short and beautiful life. We don't know so many of the details. But what we do know is far more important than what we don't. That God calls every child to himself, even from the time he knits us in our mother's womb, when he gives us the gift of our soul, which is going to last forever. And the ultimate purpose, what God wants every child to become, is aware that we are called to become children of God, and that we're summoned to the end of human life, which is, as long as we choose to order our life to it, eternal happiness with him. Today, as we celebrate this Mass, praying for the repose of the soul of Simone's grandmother, we keep that in mind, that before she was even born, God had a relationship with her, that throughout life that relationship never ended. And now we pray that the full purpose of her life, the answer to the question your great-grandparents would have asked Simone on the day she was baptized, "What will this child become?" We pray that the answer to that question has now been fulfilled. That she's made for God, made for eternal love, made to exist in a communion of saints within the communion of persons of God. God has indeed formed our inmost being and knit us together. And we are wonderfully made, and we're made to thank God for that wonder forever and ever and ever. Today, as we come forward, St. John the Baptist continues his work, continues to have those words he said at the Jordan Echo, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Let us prepare to receive that Lamb who died for us before we were even conceived, the Lamb who constantly tries to sanctify us at all the moments of our life, and the Lamb who wants to welcome us to his right side with John the Baptist, with Elizabeth, Zechariah, St. Joseph and the Blessed Mother, and all the saints.